Hello, kind-hearted viewers, and welcome to Cinema Scene, featuring three comedies about our cherished canine co-inhabitants, the ugly dachshund, firehouse dog, and Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Our first feature, The Ugly Dachshund, is a 1966 Walt Disney Productions movie based on the eponymous 1938 novel by Gladys Bronwyn Stern. Adapted to screenplay by Albert Alley and directed by Norman Takar, the film is about a Great Dane who happens to believe he is a dachshund. At the beginning of the film, Mark, played by Dean Jones, is driving as fast as he can with his wife Fran, played by Suzanne Pleshette. Since her award-winning dachshund, Dank, is going to have puppies, Fran is delighted by the three lovely little girl dachshund pups. But Mark has always wanted a big boy dog companion. When veterinarian Dr. Pruitt, played by Charles Ruggles, tells him about a Great Dane puppy who was abandoned, Mark names the dog Brutus and brings him back home to be raised with the Danks' other puppies.
Mark, it's getting too chilly for the puppies out here. Why don't you bring them in? I want some milk for Donka.
Fran, honey, I have to take
you. You know, Mark, you really ought to be nice at the Donka now.
Why?
For having a boy puppy. He's what you always wanted, isn't he?
Yeah. He sure is. Come on in, fella. Dinner's ready.
Mark is very excited and happy to see Brutus growing up fast and big, but Fran only adores her dachshunds and hopes one of them will become a champion. The playful and mischievous dachshunds always make a mess in the house, but they also have a way of bringing Brutus in to take the blame. After such incidents as dragging yarn everywhere, driving a police officer up a tree, splattering Mark's studio with paint, and even turning a garden party topsy-turvy, Fran is determined to send Brutus away. Not helping his case, Brutus has another problem. Having grown up with all the dachshund girls, the big dog seems to think that he, too, is a short-legged dachshund. He tries to walk like them, squeeze under the table as they do, and even tries to fit in their box. Mark, with the help of Dr. Pruitt, thinks up a plan to help Brutus prove to everyone, including Fran, that he is indeed not an ugly dachshund. The lighthearted comedy brings audiences lots of fun and laughter while showing us how valuable our canine friends are, regardless size, age, or breed.
Danes, yes, you are a great Dane. Look at that. You see that? That's all there was to it. He just had to be shown. How about that?
Let us now take a look at the 2007 film titled Firehouse Dog, about a Hollywood canine who gets lost and is adopted into a rundown firehouse. Directed by Todd Holland, the film stars Josh Hutcherson as Shane and Bruce Greenwood as Connor. Single parent Captain Connor Fay of the Engine 55 fire station feels very helpless because his son Shane is growing more and more distance from him. Shane had become especially indifferent after his uncle, who used to be the captain at the same station, passed away in a fire the previous year. Still not over the tragedy himself, Connor has more to worry about. His crew is usually the last when dispatching and responding to fires due to a faulty fire engine and being short on funds. One day, Shane spots a dog on top of a burning building. After Connor saves the dog, he and the crew take him back to the fire station, which they call Dog Patch. The only thing they know about the dog is the name Dewey on his collar. What they do not know is that Dewey is not at all an ordinary mutt, but a celebrity canine film star known as Rex, who accidentally got lost while filming a skydiving movie scene. And now he is going to help change everything in Dog Patch for the better. Although Shane does not like Dewey at the beginning, he is very impressed with the dog's special talents from his previous training, and the two soon become good friends.
What are you?
Dewey not only helps Shane clean his room, wakes up the Dog Patch crew on time, and brings a lot of smiles to everyone, but the clever canine even pushes Shane to become a better student. He also has a special talent for rescuing people trapped in fires. Perhaps more importantly, after Dewey's arrival, Connor and Shane become much closer than before. Shane finds out that Dog Patch is being closed down very soon because frequent blazes in the neighborhood have caused most homes and buildings to be sold or burnt. Although Connor is suspicious that they may be sparked by an arsonist, he does not have enough evidence to prove it. With their combined efforts, can Connor, Shane, and Dewey, the Wonder Dog, figure out who is behind the fires and save Dog Patch? Will Dewey be able to stay with his new friends, or will he eventually need to return to his Hollywood stardom? This touching film is both inspiring and charming, showing us how brave, smart, and loyal our canine companions can be. Our final feature is Beverly Hills Chihuahua, directed by Raja Gosnell. This 2008 comedy follows the adventures of a high-class Chihuahua who gets lost and needs help getting back home. Chloe, voiced by Drew Barrymore, is a spoiled Chihuahua who lives with her human caregiver, Vivian, played by Jamie Lee Curtis, in a Beverly Hills mansion in California, USA. The pampered dog wears a diamond collar and designer clothes. Proud and even a bit snobbish, she never gives the landscaper's chihuahua, Pappy, voiced by George Lopez, a chance, even though he is madly in love with her. While Vivian is away on a business trip, she leaves Chloe in the care of her irresponsible niece. They go on a vacation in Mexico, where Chloe gets lost and is dognapped by an illegal dogfight syndicate. She ends up with other canines who come from very different backgrounds and are astonished by her peculiar behavior and attitude.
Chloe Winthrop Ash does not whine.
Ay, Dios mío. A delusional chihuahua.
You won't get any sympathy from the Grado, señorita. He's a gladiator.
A gladiator?
Ah, you know, a fighter. Delgado is the best of the best.
Don't listen to Rafa, chica. El Diablo is the meanest dog in the fight. Word is they fought once before, and Delgado did not come out on top.
What's he saying?
Ay, bendito, he always prays before a fight. Don't you speak any Spanish, chica, huh?
The name's Chloe, not chica. And why would I speak Spanish?
Luckily, Chloe, along with other detained dogs, is rescued by Delgado, a German shepherd. Voiced by Andy Garcia, Delgado used to be a police dog. The leader of the dogfight syndicate notices Chloe's diamond collar and sends his Doberman Pinscher, El Diablo, voiced by Edward James Olmos, to capture her for a reward. Although he usually prefers to keep to himself, the smart, strong, but soft-hearted Delgado decides to help Chloe find her way back home to Beverly Hills. Thus begins a series of exciting adventures for the duo. In spite of all the hardships on the way, Chloe starts to understand more about the real world and learns about having respect and love for others. She also starts to regret how she had treated Pappy, who is meanwhile looking for her in every corner of Mexico. Beverly Hills Chihuahua is a heartwarming film about courage, dignity, and friendship, whose value is far more than any material wealth.
So, what should we do now?
We? Nothing. You go back to your hotel and wait. Please.
He's right. There's nothing you can do.
What? We're Mexican, not Mexicant.
I'm not gonna stop looking.
The Ugly Dachshund, Firehouse Dog, and Beverly Hills Chihuahua are three endearing films that bring plenty of laughter and appreciation for our beloved canine companions. Benevolent viewers, thank you for your company for today's cinema scene. Coming up next on Supreme Master Television is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News. May the wonderful company of our animal co-inhabitants bring happiness and blessings into your lives.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.